until they learn. Video games don't kill people, they just kill their minds.
I want to win the games until it dies playing.
Playing space cowboy in some back room.
Finish the game!
No!
Kill him.
You are about to experience.
I can't play these video games.
I want to win the games until it dies playing.
I can't play these video games.
Games and more entertainment radio.
Alright, we be back. Now that I've recovered from my laughing fit, I thought the intro was funny, that huge monster burp, and I couldn't stop laughing for like 10 minutes, so we get started a little late. Wolf thought I was going to die, but it's hilarious. I clipped that little part out. It's like a second long and repeat it to yourself. I was laughing so hard. I don't know why, but it seemed absurdly funny. It's probably because we didn't get any sleep today.
No. Last night was our game night.
I slept like maybe 5.5 hours.
I slept about 4 hours.
You woke up like an hour later than I did, though.
So, 5 hours.
Maybe four. Yeah, you went to sleep a little bit later. I don't know. We stayed up playing games till like 6:30 this morning.
From 7 o'clock yesterday, 5:45 yesterday afternoon.
You were playing this Gaia that entire time.
Yeah.
Go ahead and, you know what? Your post on the forum.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, the forums are kind of up and running. They're a little shaky. There's a link to them on the site now, on the very top in the center. You can get to the forums there and join everybody else for some game talk. Wolf has got a post up there about this Gaia, Hour of Darkness, that game that we were talking about before briefly. And in your post, you said, you know, this game's pretty bad, but it's addicting. Well, that didn't help anybody any. And, like, that you got that game, or you made that post, like, a couple hours after you got the game. And it seems like you're completely hooked on it now.
Right now, yeah, it is. Okay, take back the buzz, the bad part.
Turn that shit off. I don't need people on ICQ and IRC all day, fucking. There you go.
Okay,
Just scared.
Here we are. That game was
bad. Look, modem's on, look, modem toes on IRC right now. Is it up yet? Is it up?
Okay, anyway, where was that? Okay, Disgaea. Here we go again. The storyline, it's okay now, you know, get more into it, further in the game, right on the chapter 16 or, no, 12, correction. And the bad part about it really gets annoying is, this dialogues. People are fucking talking with just like, voice of a 12-year-old.
Now, I told you to try the Japanese audio, and you didn't do it.
Well, what's up? I hope I can turn it off. I just don't want to listen to it. You know, it makes some once in a while it's a hit you with something real funny, but most of the time just fucking annoying.
Yeah. But in your post you said the game is bad, but it's addicting.
Well, first, you know, I didn't really follow the storyline, you know.
I swear to God, you're still not, because you were playing a map yesterday, and you got the wrong objective, and you were all shocked that you were supposed to do something else other than what you did.
No, that's what I thought, but it's not.
That's because you didn't read the diet, you're not following the story.
Yeah.
Obviously you didn't, they told you what to do, and that's why, and you know, I'm sitting here playing .hack Infection, and I was kept looking over at you playing. Every 2 minutes, you're like, oh my God, look at this, oh my God, check this out. And then it turned out to be that you were doing the wrong thing. After like 5 hours.
It's not really a wrong thing, you know, it works out both ways.
Yeah,
I think, you know, I should try that. You know, I forgot to save it.
You should have followed the story and listened to what they had to say.
I did.
You did not. It took you like five hours to beat
story,
that match.
The story is this. No, I mean, when you don't talk about story. You talk about stuff stupid.
Okay, but yeah, I noticed. There was a lot of just chitter-chatter about worthless crap. But they must have said something about what you're supposed to do.
They did. I didn't pay attention.
See? Yeah. Shut okay, up. Now I bet you do that.
All right. Go in the car.
All right. C4-1, Wolf-0. Oh, yeah. This is the 20th.
Episode. Wow.
Yeah, and we're all, like, tired and all screwed up, and I only have 2 pages of notes rather than, like, 17.
Well, we got huge news today, though, from yesterday.
Well, there's lots of good stuff. Don't jump the gun just yet.
Okay.
Don't blow your wad. So, I've got a lot of stuff here, and it's in order.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, the point of this game is that the graphics are PlayStation 1, I mean, maybe high-end Super Nintendo graphics, you know? They're nothing special.
No.
The graphics aren't special. I'm not even impressed by the sound.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, the music's not that good. It's just not that great.
The gameplay is freaking awesome, dude.
Yeah, but that's the thing. That's the thing that's selling it on you.
I got so into it.
That's the thing that's selling it on you is that, I mean, you can't stop playing it.
No.
I watched you get your ass kicked on a map.
Yeah, I know. And then,
and then, yeah, you're right back on.
Sure, I didn't even, like, you know, trying to quit or something. I didn't even stop. I just used different strategy, you know, how to find a way to beat the map.
That's good. See, that's what's grand. It's a game that makes you really think. You know, like honest to God, when I play Dot Hack Infection, most of the time I'm kind of spaced out. Like, I'm just sitting there, and like you saw me, I watch movies and watch video clips and stuff.
Yeah. What are you talking about? You play every video game like that.
Not all of them. I didn't know.
You always have a movie
no,
on.
No, Metal Gear.
Oh, okay.
That game was so good.
Well, you gotta keep it quiet in case the enemy
heard you. I had the lights off. I had the sound on the game cranked up. I was sitting here on two beanbags spread across the floor.
And he got a third one today.
Yeah, I picked up a third one today. Now I'm gonna be able to chill hard. The problem is, like, I want to fall asleep when I'm laying there. It's so comfortable. But it's like the ultimate gaming chair. A couple beanbags piled up. Yeah, it's great. But the problem is I'm reading friggin' IRC. Modem Toast talking still. So, he's... You know what I'm going to do? I'll just close the laptop lid on him.
Yeah, we got show to
click. Yeah, that's right. See, now he's... I'm just messing with him now. You see, he's a detriment to the show, right? Anyway, so this game... I mean, I've watched you play it, and I wasn't too impressed at first. I'm still not impressed with the graphics and the sound, but the gameplay... You're so into it. You're sitting here telling me, oh, look at this item I got. Look at that item I got. And the system they have for upgrading your weapons and items, like everything. Not, I mean,
every
potions.
Every single thing. That's right.
Yeah. You know, that impressed me. So I picked it up, and the main reason I picked it up, though, was not because watching you play, not totally shocked and blown away because I own Final Fantasy Tactics, I got Final Fantasy Tactics Advance. It wasn't watching you play that that blew me away, because I'm fairly certain that those games are high-caliber games, too. I got it mainly because I know it's a good game. At some point, I probably will play it. But Modem Toad knows Atlus very well, and they're hard to find. You know, some of their stuff goes away. It gets pretty high value on eBay, and I'm sick and tired of having to shell out $100 for a game I want brand new a couple, you know, months or years down the road. That sucks. I mean, well, yeah, it sucks. It
you
does
keep
suck.
Yours... Wrapped up. Why not open it?
I haven't opened it.
2 years from now, maybe it's worth $200.
I plan on playing it. I just don't know when. So I'm not going to open it until I play it, though, just in case I find out I don't like it for whatever reason. But that's that on that. So
I don't know. Penny Arcade guys love those games.
Yeah, they liked it too.
Yeah, they loved it.
You know what's weird about them is I swear to God they'll mention a game once, they'll say they're totally into it, and then they never bring it up again. You notice that? Like, there's no way they can play and beat that many games. So I know they like play them for like the day... Or a week, maybe. The only thing that sounds like they played repeatedly is Halo. They talk about Halo all the time. It's crazy, but I don't know. I like reading this stuff, especially the news posts. Most of the time I go there, I don't even read the comic. I just read the front page. Holy shit. It's interesting, you know, lots of good stuff, lots of good links. Oh, they had a great link on there I was going to look into, but I can't remember. Some reviewer somewhere slammed some game. And Savage, I think. You know that game?
Savage.
It's like a first-person shooter for all the regular players, and there's one guy who's like a general, and it's like a strategy game for him. He sees an overhead view of the game, and it's think of like Warcraft 3, but only one guy sees that, and the other players are your each dudes, are all the little army guys, right? But it's first-person view for them.
Whoa.
Right? It sounds awesome, right? Well, somebody reviewed it. I think it was, I don't want to say because I don't want to piss somebody off, but I think it was GameSpot. They gave it a real low score, like 5.5 or something. Yeah, but the company, a better GameSpot than IGN, the company can, you know, can see who's online, you know, because when you sign in, you know, it registers with the main server.
Yeah.
That guy only played for like an hour and a half, and he gave it a 5.5, so they were pissed. GameSpot, or whoever it was, pulled the review after that.
Oh,
but,
my God.
Yeah, so it's messed up stuff like that.
I mean, no, it's 1 hour and a half. Basically, like, you know, I did a review on the... This game, the first couple hours, that's bad. I say it's bad. But get more into it.
Yeah, and you see why you shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Exactly.
See?
Yeah.
Give more time, people.
Yeah, definitely.
People give some bad reviews.
Definitely. Even though we don't practice.
You know, people work hard for those games.
To buy them? Make them?
To make them?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they work very hard, you know? And what happens? They work real hard on these games. They work very, very hard.
Fucking, you know, big man company reviewer, some cheap ass reviewer, play an hour and a half and give a bad review.
Yeah, and it slams it. Now, all these people that saw that review aren't going to go even buy it, and they're going to badmouth it to their friends. You know, they're going to tell two people this game sucks, and each person there is going to tell two people don't buy that game.
The whole world's going to.
Granted, I haven't played it, so I can't say if it sucks or not. But I haven't. I want to give it a fair chance. You know, I want to check it out. I want to try it.
Got demo disc sitting over here.
The worst part is that there's all these fat games coming out, and what do I play?
The heck?
Info. I've been playing that stupid. And it's not stupid. It's so.
It's not even a game, though.
It's not even a game.
It's a map.
It's a map. One custom map for Warcraft 3 that has got me hooked like the worst digital crack. It is. Oh my god. Okay. In 2 days last week, 2 days, 48 hours. I played 32 and a half hours of Enfos.
Oh my fucking
I didn't
god.
Sleep one whole day. Slept in the daytime the next day. Like that morning, like so I went to bed at like noon or something. Woke up at midnight. No, I went to bed later. It was about 2:30 I went to sleep. Yeah, woke up at midnight and then played again until like 11 o'clock the next morning or something.
Oh, jeez.
It is so fun and addicting. I mean, you can wrap that up and sell it for billions of dollars. It is so fun.
Yeah, make a 2D game. Like your idea.
Yeah, right? They just rip together a cheap engine. You don't need a massive engine for something like that. You don't need all
overhead
that.
Overhead view.
You know? Yeah, but I mean, you don't necessarily need 3D for something like that. You know, you don't need, you know, all the extra crap that's in Warcraft, the ability to build buildings and such. You don't need that. You know? I mean, if you can make a game, throw it together, but make it fun still, keep that play style, you know, and then put, like, five times as many items in it. There's a lot of spells. I mean, there's plenty of spells. But maybe they should make it so you could have, like, a spell tree. Like, you notice when you pick your hero in that game, he only has like 5 or 6 spells, and that's all you can get.
Yeah.
But what if they had like 15, but you can only pick 6 of those or something?
Yeah.
That'd be awesome. You know, every game you could, you know, pick the same hero.
So every hero should, you know, got their own special ability.
They do. They all have their own special stuff, but it's always the same. But how awesome would it be if you had like a bunch to choose from, but you can only pick
more
like
maps.
5? You know, yeah, there's a few different styles of maps, maybe. A lot more items, like 5 times as many items. A bunch of different
armors.
Enemies. You know, well, I mean, whatever. But it's still, I don't know, I think that would be such a good game to sell. I mean, if they made a game just based off that, people would be hooked.
It's a combination. What's your word, I guess?
Tetris, Gauntlet, and Warcraft.
Tetris and the Gauntlet, yeah.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know, it's great. But that's what I've been playing. And I did manage to play on our game night last night. I made Wolf make me not let me play Enfos.
Yeah, I have to strangle him. Tie him to a...
to the beanbag.
Beanbag front of a TV so he can play Star Hack.
Strap my controller in and set me down with a soak and a smile.
Stuff a taco in his mouth.
That's right. What did we have last night? Del Taco.
Yeah.
That stuff so
good.
Good
shit.
Yeah, it is.
Give me your worst guess all night long.
Yeah, that sucks. Thank God you sleep on the other end of the apartment. Oh man, let's move on here. We've got .hack. Yeah, I've been playing that. All looking forward to getting into
Mutation.
Into Mutation, but I've got so many other games to play. I don't want to play Mutation right away because then I'll jump into Outbreak right away. Then I'll have to wait for quarantine.
That's in December, right?
December 2nd or something.
It's not that far.
That's pretty far from now.
It's not.
If I sat down and played it like I was really into it.
How about just play 2 hours a day?
No, that's impossible.
That's right.
That's impossible. You sit down and like 10 hours go by. You know? So I'm sitting there watching The Simpsons.
It's fucking worthless.
I know. But you know what's weird is Riboflavin, he posts on the message board a lot and writes us the occasional email. He's in IRC once in a while. Lately, quite a bit. And he mentioned, wasn't that him yesterday that said he couldn't get into it?
Yeah.
And this is something I wanted to mention, was like the difference between fantasy and sci-fi stuff, like medieval stuff.
Yeah.
Right? Now, I'm a sucker for stuff like that. I'm all about the medieval stuff. I'm, you know, Mr. Fantasy.
Right, some triangles.
Dress me up like a wizard and send me out to go get laughed at, you know, at a con. Right.
Hey, almost Halloween, dude.
That's right. So I could be
the trick tree.
Trick or treat. Dress up like the chick I play on Enfos, Gazella.
Give me some candy, I'll turn you into a frog.
But what are you into more? The sci-fi stuff? You like the futuristic stuff?
Oh, right. I'm pretty into like those old stuff.
Medieval stuff, fantasy stuff. You don't like the sci-fi stuff more?
Not really.
Huh. I wasn't sure I was going to ask you and hope and pray that you said sci-fi.
No, I like dragons, wizards.
Yeah, see, that's what I like.
Yeah.
I could care less for the phasers and the starships and all that garbage.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, like, the best sci-fi stuff I've seen
is Xenon Saga. That's what I've liked the most.
Oh, really? Best sci-fi stuff ever since my 2.4 gigahertz Pentium 4.
That's not sci-fi, you jackass.
Shut up, dude.
You know, and like I read a lot of fantasy books, and I try to read sci-fi books, but I don't like them most of the time. But then I find something like Snow Crash. Hands down, the best sci-fi book I've ever read. I haven't read that many, but as of right now, that's the best book I've read. You know, so it's like I do like some of it, but I'm really picky for some reason. And that's why I have a problem with... I think I talked about this a couple episodes ago, talking about anime, because I don't like the sci-fi stuff. And most of it's sci-fi stuff. It's always some little 12-year-old kid in a giant mech saving the world. You know, I mean, it's hard to find, like, more fantasy stuff.
Don't give on any crazy ideas. You know, next thing you know, some stupid idiot out there was going to make a dress with a plus six ray gun.
Yeah, I know, huh?
How fucked up
that's going to be stupid, but, you know, I don't know. Okay, well, there goes that idea for conversation.
Okay.
What else I got? I got, I picked up this game, and I got Contra, Shattered Soldier. I haven't even touched it yet. But Contra's a classic.
Yeah,
Contra's
it is.
Good shit.
Especially for a Nintendo one.
Yeah, well. But this one's supposed to be just like it. You know, like same gameplay style and all
better,
that stuff.
Better graphics.
Well, much better graphics. You know, it's supposed to still be pretty hard, too. And that's good. I want a game that is not a role-playing game.
Contra, back in the old days, for a Nintendo, doesn't have a difficulty level at all.
No, it was just hard.
Exactly. No, it's not. Once was one guy.
Yeah, but
never
how done. Many times did you have to play it to get to that level?
I don't know.
A lot. You had to play it a lot, I guarantee
you.
You
only got 8 hours, though. So.
Yeah, but it's still hard. It's still hard.
Once you got memorized, it's pretty easy. Everything comes out the same every time.
Yeah, I know, but it's not that easy. It's not. I guarantee you could not pick it up and beat it with 3 continues and 9 men total. Right now, I bet you couldn't do it.
Probably not.
It's not easy.
I'll touch up for a bit.
Well, but I'm saying, it's not an easy game, and that's good. I'm sick and tired of these stupid-ass easy games. Here's unlimited continues. Here's 5 men per continue. You can go to the option screen and make it 9 men.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Just, you know.
Make it a challenge.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to buy your $50 game, bring it home, sit down, and beat it in an afternoon.
No.
I mean, what happened? I mean, dude, I remember Contra. I played it day in and day out trying to beat that game, you know, on my 3 kids, because it was hard.
Have you
played the Super Nintendo one? I die in the first level, I swear to God, at least once every time. It's called Super Contra or Super C?
No, I never played
it. It's so hard.
Never owned a Super Nintendo.
No. Yeah, you did. We were playing Street Fighter at your house.
I borrowed it from my
house.
I was so poor.
Well, yeah, we were kids.
Yeah, well.
Alright, we got a couple emails. Two. One, we got actually a couple of emails, and I spoke to them in IRC quite a bit, from various members of the Frag Ops team, which was really cool. They showed us some models for some of the guys. I mean, the game's not out yet, so it was awesome to see all this stuff ahead of time, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Some models of some of the equipment stuff, like Molotov cocktail models and stuff like that, and some of the players and stuff. I mean, these guys are gamers themselves. You know, I mean, they play Counter-Strike and Tactical Ops.
Oh, yeah, I saw the one
of them. Yeah, and one of their mappers we've played with, and I'm sure that we've seen some of the other guys, too.
Yeah. Ben?
Whatever clan Ben was in, I can't remember.
Adios, motherfuckers.
Yeah, right? I mean, it was like, I used to play on their server every day.
Yeah, they got pretty, you know, decent server, kill those cheaters coming out. Server sucks. I think it was Santa Doc all the time, XGMR guy.
Yeah.
And Superman, see him once
Superman,
in a while.
Yeah.
And
right.
Fake ID. Oh my god.
Fake ID. Yeah, I mean, it's like we played with all, I mean, some of these guys before. It was just kind of neat, because I didn't know who these guys were. I just stumbled across their game one day and got all excited about it because I'm sick of Tactical Ops. I'm cleansed it from my system. I uninstalled it, you know, last week. I think I might have even mentioned it.
Well, I have to have my after work frag every day.
Your after work frag. But I gotta wait, man. I'm sick and tired of Tactical Ops. Lately, it's been my morning, afternoon, and night infos.
You know, think about it, though. When the first day frag up, I guarantee you we're not gonna get to 1 week later.
Frag Ops?
Yeah.
It's download.
I know, but the server's gonna be so full.
Dude, it'll be on BitTorrent or something, though. I'll get a hold of it, believe me. I want to play this crap so bad.
Everybody's coming back.
And this is, let's see, an email from Spetsnaz C4.
Spetsnaz? Sorry. Just
and,
kidding.
You know, I never wrote him back. I got the email, I just didn't have a chance to write him back. I felt really bad about it. I read his email, and every time he hops on IRC, him and Rybo play them both. Every time they hop on IRC, I'm gone. I'm just leaving. There's something's going on. It sucks. I never get a chance to talk to him, but... Spetsnaz, he mentioned a movie called Equilibrium to me. And he wrote a little thing about it here. It sounds really cool, and we'll talk about it here in just a sec after I read this. After he thinks the Fourth World War The ruling faction has a grand vision of the future, and a new drug is going to help them make it real. Citizens routinely administer the drugs to themselves via a syringe pack to the jugular. The drug robs them of all emotions. Emotions of the new enemy, anger, passion, lust, greed, can only lead to civil disobedience. Emotional outbursts are punishable by death. Anything that conjures up emotions, music, art, books, vivid colors, etc., is considered contraband, and to be caught with such, this is punishable by death. The main character is a cleric, a high-ranking officer who administers swift justice. He's been by the book since he was born, but recent circumstances have planted a seed, and no doubt deep within him. A seed of doubt deep within him. The story reminded me a lot of 1984 and A Brave New World, but a little less focused. The action was real badass. I think I remember having heard a little bit about this movie before it came out, people saying it was very Matrix-esque. But I have no idea that it actually did come out. I have no idea. Was it released here or just in Europe? Now, I looked it up. It's on Amazon. I saw it. You know, so we can order it here for $22.95 or something.
That's a pretty European movie then.
But it did seem kind of good. But you know what? It sounds awesome. Now, it's like, I've read the book 1984. We watched the movie last night, remember? Oh, you were watching it, but...
Well, I was listening to part of it.
Yeah, kind of. You were playing this game. But it sounds really cool. This is something I'm going to have to try to rent. You know, maybe hook up Netflix again or something. Sounds really cool. I mean, lots and lots of people are into this kind of stuff. Thank God that there's people awake enough out there to understand shit like this,
and
realize that this isn't, you know, just Hollywood here just making a crazy movie. There's a little bit of truth behind a lot of this stuff, you know? And it makes you think about some stuff. So hopefully I'll be able to say that I watched it soon. I think the only thing that we can actually say that we did manage to get our hands on and mess around with that somebody recommended to us was a Downhill Domination. We rented that. We didn't play it as long as I would have liked. I mean, we only played it for like, 2-3 hours?
Yeah, something like that.
You know, and we only played it two player. It was a lot more than a few races. We raced quite a bit, because you suck.
Dude.
I'd come in first place, and there you are, wheeling around in the background, last place, yeah. Damn it. But, you know,
that's why I hate racing games.
What'd you think of it, though?
Huh? That's pretty fun, you know, you've got four people at the other party. It's a definite party game.
Yeah, I can see it being fun with a lot of people.
I don't know if it's fun by yourself, though.
See, I wish I'd have had...
I know you play with yourself all the time.
Ugly gamers need loving, too. the graphics weren't that great, though. You know, they weren't spectacular. The graphics weren't... They seemed a little bit better than the average PS2 game, though. I swear to God, they weren't that bad.
Yeah, you get those animals coming out from nowhere.
Now, that was the coolest part, was like the environment effects. Like, you know, like, lightning and shit on fire, rocks and shit falling from the sky.
I like that part.
You're hauling ass down this mountain on this dirt bike. You know, you're just cruising down, and I wish the combat was more. There's more fighting. Notice there's hardly any
Because you're hardly get like side by side with somebody else.
Yeah.
Always have a little distance.
Yeah.
You can throw a water bottle at them or something.
But it's like...
You know, I kick some dude in the air once too.
Yeah, you can swing your bike at them too. Yeah. It just seems like... I don't know, there wasn't enough fighting as I would have... I expected there to be more.
It's a racing game more.
Yeah, but it was brought to us... As something like Road Rash. So in my mind, I kept thinking of a lot of combat, but there's multiple paths down each track. So remember there was like the Black Diamond part like really nuts?
Yeah.
And then there was like the rest of the
track
course, like the same course though. Like, you could just make like a left turn and all of a sudden you're on like the Black Diamond course. Or you could hit a jump the wrong way and go flying off to some crazy distant part of the course. You know, and you're in some really insane hard part of the course. Now, if you were a master at that, it would be awesome. The only problem I see is it's not something that you can have your buddies come over and just pick up and play. I got good at it real quick. I'm not even good. I got decent enough at it, because I was winning most of the races for us, you know. And if I was to buy it, I think I saw it for $40 today, it would be something that I would play on my own, get really good at, and every time one of you guys came over, you guys would get your asses beat, and you'd never want to play with it.
Yeah, that's no fun.
Yeah, that's what's no good about that. Now, you look at something like Super Mario Kart.
Right.
That almost anybody can pick up and play.
Oh, yeah, four people, two-car race?
Yeah.
One counter, one driver?
Or four and four. But, you know, it's easy enough that almost anybody can pick it up and play it, and only, like...
It's not too complicated.
Yeah, it's not. Downhill Domination is not complicated. It's not hard.
you like steer down the mountain.
Yeah.
But the hard part is keeping up with somebody who has even a rough idea. I mean, like, remember how when we first figured out you could pedal faster?
Yeah, yeah.
And then you could, then we figured out like what the turbos did, you know, which ones were turbos, which ones were energy, which ones were whatnot.
Yeah.
I mean, suddenly we could kick anybody's ass that had never played it before. But then a little bit later you get really good at linking all the stuff together. You know what I mean? Like timing your shit right.
Right,
and once
right.
you memorize the courses.
Combos.
You know, yeah, it was just, it was like, I couldn't see anybody coming over and playing it with me if I own it because I'm severely punished them. What?
What? Oh, I just remember talking about combos, right? Then I find out one guy owns a Carrying Stink Gold.
What?
One guy owns a Carrying Stink
Gold. Who owns
it? A friend of mine works.
Oh, on the 64?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
And I asked him if he wanted to sell it. He said no.
Yeah, I bet he doesn't want to sell it. That
no,
he said
it's going to hold forever.
I bet. Dude, I love
so hard
Carrying
to find
Stink
it.
Gold. It is. I've looked. I don't even have a 64 anymore. But I think I would buy one if I had that. They're like $20 now.
Probably, yeah.
No, not probably. I've seen them.
ZR?
Yes. And if I had Killing Stick Gold and Goldeneye, I think I'd buy that shit again. I and Mario Kart? And
Mario Kart,
and
yeah.
Wave Race? Dude, I want an Nintendo 64.
Super Mario is
let's break out that news, since we're talking about Nintendo.
Here we go, Nintendo. GameCube. $99.
As of 8 o'clock this morning, $100. We drove all over the place today just to see if anybody had it for $100.
Or we can, you know, at least be nice enough to sell us one, even though it's going to be tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Now, the official press release said that the retail outlets are going to be $99.99 tomorrow. Now, we, you know, according to all the websites, everybody knows that Amazon, or Toys R Us's Amazon thing, jumped the gun. They were $99 yesterday.
God, that must work. Those people are fucking worthless. You know,
they
all goes, oh, I don't know.
Well, I know, and that's what sucks about being on top of the news. Everywhere we went, like...
So many places, like five, at least five.
Yeah, at least five places, We went everywhere today, and everybody gave us the blank stare.
Yeah, I said, you guys are large, trying to get a cheap system off us.
Yeah. We'll see tomorrow. Yeah.
Yeah,
we'll see tomorrow when they find out they're $100. But it sucks, you know, that we couldn't find it. We're on top of the news. Okay, in any other day and age, it sounds totally ridiculous. Oh, the GameCube's $100 now. It's gonna okay. So next week it should be in retail stores for $100. Not this day and age. This day and age, global communications.
Oh yeah, right away. Boom. 24 hours
instant,
or most.
Yeah. Right. It should be, it shouldn't even be 24 hours. It should be within hours.
Yeah,
it should be within hours. If you carry, if your company, Best Buy, CompUSA, whatever.
That's a huge, dude.
If your company carries the products of another company that makes a huge global affecting announcement, you should be on top of that within hours. And we didn't get there until like maybe 5 hours after the announcement.
Oh, yes.
On top of the announcement, we knew ahead of time. Everybody knew ahead of time, you know? They should have known. What?
Speak of Best Buy, do you have an apology on this call?
Oh, fucking shit. Alright, I'm going to get my ass beat for this one. Well, my controller was... I think it was... Okay, remember I was yelling at that stupid bitch at Best Buy?
Well, you caught her.
Don't say that. We're now I got to go through and edit that out.
Oh, yeah.
God damn it. I do have limits, you know? Fuck. Ass. Anyway, yeah, that stupid controller, there's something wrong with the right analog stick. It gets kind of stuck in the right position. It's not like I push it, it just like fires off once in a while. But it's always been like that. I just didn't use it a whole lot to begin with.
Huh.
So it's not like it broke. So I should have taken it back when I first got it anyway, because I didn't need the what do they call it?
Sure.
It was.
Cover your eye.
I swear to God, but I feel like such an ass now after being so mad at her for. But still, I shouldn't have had to buy that thing to get a control that works.
Yeah.
But, you know, bullshit. But still, I was pretty upset about that. But don't distract me from my GameCube here. All right now. Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that. But I got something to say about the GameCube. It's $100. Nobody in real life knows. On the forums, M posted it on the forums, so that's how I first heard about it. I missed it on all the news sites.
I just
glanced right over it. Did you notice that later on down the line, the fifth or sixth post down, Cushion posted something very interesting? He said that his personal rule of thumb is if the price is right and you can name at least five games, get it.
Now, can you name five games for the Cube you want?
Probably not.
Really? See, I think I could go Metroid, Zelda, I could go with Mario Kart, F-Zero, and I could go with anything else. I mean, there's a lot of other stuff.
I don't
stuff
know about F-Zero, though.
F-Zero looks like an awesome race. Oh, I know what I really want. Ikaruga. I really want that game. I mean, right? There's five games right there on top of the stuff that they're still coming out with. So it's going to be, you know, Metal Gear Solid Twin Snakes, right? The MGS1 remake. They're going to have another Mario game, I understand, right? And then plus the Game Boy Player, which I want, just like not, because I look like a jackass sitting in my house playing Game Boy games.
Yeah, was that on a little
tiny ass screen?
Yeah.
You know, I want to be able to play.
I want to be able to play
on a big screen.
Sword of Mana.
That's what I really want.
Yeah,
Sword of Mana.
Yeah, I don't want to run thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to be able to see the boss. Well, it's going to be look like shit.
It won't look that bad. I don't think so. I think you're tripping. But, you know, I'm saying, but see, he makes a good point, though. It's cost effective now.
Yeah.
$100, throw in $50 for the Game Boy Player, and you've got it made. You've got a fat system there, right? Now, my only concern, more than that, because you got
if you put a blade in there, you can make a blender out of it.
Now, my concern is this. Do you think that, Mrs. and Mrs. Joe Sixpack are going to go to buy little Timmy a new console this Christmas? And they don't want little Timmy to have, you know, less than Johnny Jones next door. They don't want him to have less of a console than him. They got to keep up, right? And if they don't know what, you know, their neighbor has, what do you think they're going to buy their son? They're going to say, look, there's this PlayStation 2 thing, $180. And they're going to say, well, there's this Xbox thing, $180. But then there's this Nintendo GameCube thing.
Oh,
it's
so cute.
It sounds gay. Yeah. It's tiny, it's purple, and it's only $100. Now, my money is resting on the fact that they're not going to be cheap. They're not going to say, oh, well, we want them to have the $100 cube. We want them to have the fat games. We want our son to play the good games. You know, he wants a gaming console in a perfect world. We're gonna, you know, nourish his hunger, his hobby here, you know, and his interests. And we're going to get him something worthwhile. I'm afraid they might look at the GameCube, and because it's less, they might think it's less of a product. When in fact, if you ask me, the PlayStation is less of a product hardware-wise, but at least there's more games, but, you know, that could be argued whether or not it's worth it. What do you think about that?
But look this way, though, you know, like those, personally, I think I like those old games, where, you know, if it's discontinued, the GameCube, whatever, but for Game Boy Advance, you still got a player. You can have this old classic games.
Exactly.
You still can't have those. That's awesome, dude.
Exactly. You know, I mean, I own Zelda Link's Awakening. Whatever.
Oh, yeah. Dragon Warriors.
You know, yeah.
Think about those,
and you
dude.
Can play those all on your TV again without having to carry around legacy games, your consoles.
No.
You know, you don't have to have a Nintendo. You don't have to have a Super Nintendo.
No.
You have your Game Boy Player, a tiny little attachment on the bottom of your cube, and you're good to go.
That's right.
Well, you don't have all the games, but you got, you know, you have
lots
quite
of
a few.
Good ones.
Yeah, you got quite a bit of good ones.
Pac-Man.
Yeah, right? Yeah, there's a Pac-Man collection with like four games on it we saw today.
How fast is that?
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Well, I don't know, though. The kids in the future might be a lot smarter than us.
Well, I'm sure they're smarter. That's just the way it's going to be. Because what we know now, we pass on to them at an earlier age. That's just how it works.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
My belief, anyway. But, here we can see this is GameCube hype, and we can't go out and buy one, because the real world isn't caught up to speed yet.
Heinous
bastards. I'd be damned if I'm going to order one online. Hell no. I'm going to go down there and pick
tomorrow,
one.
Tomorrow, dude.
You know, or whenever. You know. Now, yeah, but here's the thing, though. There was that rumor, and still we don't know if it's legit or not, about them putting Zelda onto a disc and releasing it with the cube for sale for Christmas. I want that disc.
$100, yeah.
I don't know. Well, they might make it like maybe 110, maybe 120, maybe.
Good deal. Still a good deal.
Still a good deal. And I want it. I want it. I really want the original Zelda. You know, or whatever they're supposed to put on there. I want it. I don't care. I want it. Zelda stuff. It's fun shit. I want it. And I don't want to have to go trolling eBay for it. Sniping some jerk off, you know? I don't want to have to do that. I want this friggin' game. And I want it new.
I bet they're gonna have some fat bonos.
I know, which is why it's hard to wait for Christmas. See, they're tempting us. They're teasing me.
Yeah, $99.
$99, come and get it. If you can wait, we'll pack something in for Christmas.
If I don't have money, if I have to, I go to sperm bank.
Blood, yeah, we'll go to the sperm.
Deposit some genies.
Deposit some geniuses. Shit. I can't believe out of 3 million sperm, and you were the fastest one, dude. Alright. But anyway, if you can wait till Christmas, I got a feeling, I mean, they'll probably have something maybe not, though. Maybe they won't. Because look at Microsoft with their Xbox, and look at PlayStation. They packed in shit to keep the price high.
Oh, yeah.
They packed in some ghetto shit to keep the price high. ATV quad racing, and what did Xbox...
Yeah.
Tetris, and some other garbage.
Some radio, whatever. Just radio.
No, it's not that anymore. It's something else. Whatever it was, I'm sure it was crap.
Ghetto, yeah.
You know, I'm pretty sure it was crap. Everybody's kind of dogging on it anyway. I don't know, it just doesn't seem... But they're keeping their price high by having some pack-ins.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you ask me, the pack-ins are useless. I mean, they suck. The game
I sell them right on you.
My Xbox came with, remember, Jet Set Radio Future and Sega GT 2002. Two of the worst games I've ever played. I sold them on eBay, like, within a week. But I had four or five other games. You know?
I don't know about Jetpack Radio.
No, that game blows.
Scores like 9.
I know, but I hate...
My gay-ass website, too.
No, lots of places rated it real
high. Oh, okay, then.
fag, and you're a fag. lots of people loved it, but I didn't. I didn't. Personally,
they
I didn't.
They must use them as spraying the sperm bank.
let's see.
No, I mean, no, I would not mean by that. So,
yeah.
Okay.
Okay, this is cool, too. Interplay, you know the guys that brought us, what's that game? Baldur's Gate, that crap. Virtual Pool 3.
Oh, yeah.
Baldur's Gate, Dark Alliance. Did you know that they have the soundtrack to those games available for download on MP3 format on their website?
Whoa.
I had no idea.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. I got it. Yeah, the address is.
I never played Baldur's Gate 1, so is there a soundtrack for that?
Well, I like the music because it's the kind of thing you can put on in the background when you're just messing around without being distracting. You know, it's great for when you're playing some tabletop games, you know, when you're playing, you know, having an all-night Dungeons and Dragons session. We used to listen to crazy stuff like that, like Robin Hood soundtrack, Last of the Mohicans. You remember all that stuff?
Uh-huh.
It's just perfect for stuff like that. I think this is right up the alley for that. I'm going to have a link up there. I mean, they've got, like, Baldur's Gate, Baldur's Gate 2, Dark Alliance for the consoles, Hunter the Reckoning soundtrack, a couple others, too.
Whoa.
But I didn't see Icewind Dale and such up there, though. I didn't see a few that I really wanted, but still, something to download. I know a lot of us are, oh, what did I have? A moral... Data Archivist. That's my official title. I'm a data archivist, I swear.
Instead of a pirate?
That's just such a harsh word. But I have morals about it, though. Because I don't believe in the act of outright piracy. I don't believe in that. That is fucking wrong. But if it's crap, I don't see anything wrong with having it and not using it. I don't, I mean, stuff that's
if
crap.
If it's good, I always pay for it.
If it's good, exactly. If it's good,
I always pay for it. I mean, I pay for most of my games.
If it's good, yeah, exactly. Most of the crap here, I do own, and if I don't own it, I probably don't use it.
Yeah, I always try out the demo first.
You know, yeah.
Unfortunately, you know what I mean.
Yeah, demo. The problem with that is it's still illegal. But since we destroy our stuff anyway afterwards, you know, so we don't have the remnants left over, you know, I mean, because that would be bad, but, it's not okay. It's not okay. Now, did you know that tribes? I was reading this in PC Gamer. You know how they you can when you play tribes, you connect to their master server, and they can tell who's playing and all that.
Yeah.
More people. Tribes won.
Oh.
More people were playing tribes than copies they have sold. Right.
Whoa.
How fucked up is that?
Dude, I own that game.
Now see.
I have to.
Yeah, I bought it too.
The demo.
It was so bad.
I have to buy it.
No, we didn't try out the demo. Remember, we got a copy of the LAN party and immediately went out and bought it.
That's right, $20.
Remember, was it only $20 at the time?
No, it was $39.99.
Yeah, I think it was still up there.
It
we got
full
it.
Price.
But it was, you know, but why did we buy it? Because it was fat.
It's
because
fat
we played it. Fat for everything. We played it. I played it
online.
A lot.
Yeah, that's why I got a DSL at first base.
Yeah.
Remember at first
yeah,
I got
yeah.
a two line though. I bridged my 256K.
Yeah.
So I can get a faster ping.
Yeah.
Now after that I got my DSL.
See, but
for tribes.
I'm just trying to make a little point here. You know, I mean I really, really I personally don't believe in I don't think it's okay. Like most people
no.
A lot of people think it's okay, and it pisses me off. They laugh and they make jokes about it. Now what I think is cool is getting your hands on stuff ahead of time. Like say the Halo beta, the Quake 3 alpha release that was, you know, stuff like that I think is cool because what other market can you do that? You can't get your hands on like a prototype Nintendo. You know what I mean? Like, the world can't get their hands on, like, a prototype new car.
See.
Only on software can you get, like beta shit. You know, like, do you remember playing the beta of Quake and the alpha of Warcraft 2?
Oh, yeah.
Dude,
oh, yeah.
How cool was it to have that to know? And those are games that I went on to pay for.
I remember the fucking beta of Warcraft 1.
Really? I didn't play Warcraft 1.
No, I got from you, dude.
No, that's Warcraft 2.
Warcraft 1.
I've never played Warcraft 1. Briefly, I downloaded
it. It must be Warcraft 2.
It must have been, yeah. Because there was ore.
That was
like
10 years ago, though.
Yeah, yeah. You could mine ore. Remember, you could mine ore.
Yeah.
There was, like, lots more to do, yeah. But the point is, the reason I've been thinking about this is because I'm trying to get stuff together for the episode 13. We're talking about piracy and all that illegal shit. You know, and I got a book, too, I was going to read, you know, to gear up for it, but it's a little thick and a little bit long-winded and detailed. Hacking the Xbox. Real popular book. I kept hearing about it. Finally happened to find myself cruising around Amazon one day, picked it up. But I don't want to condone this sort of behavior.
No.
I mean, I know a lot of people, some people out there know me, but they don't know me that well, and they're going, he's a hypocrite. But they don't know me. They really don't know, because I buy more crap than I need to, only because I feel I should support it. You know?
Yeah.
You know, a good example on top of that.
Imagine the whole world's fucking pirating games. Nobody fucking make them anymore.
I know, exactly.
What the fuck you gonna play?
Exactly.
For the fucking company.
And whose fault is that? It's your own fault. Like the guys that, you know,
you work hard for their shit.
Now, the problem is this, though. I don't think the problem is so bad in America. I think problems
Asia.
Are Asia.
Big time.
I think that
time.
Is the worst. You go there to buy a console and it comes with every game on it.
Yeah, well, it's kind of. Zippy installed a. Match it for you. So
you
can buy the game cheap.
All the games.
Original games is like fucking same price, you know, in the US, but the copy is like $1 or
plus you can get it on the street there.
Oh yeah.
You can get
everywhere.
It on the street.
Everywhere.
You cannot do that in America. You cannot do that here. I'm pretty sure that most of the people engage in a little bit of piracy, you know? But that doesn't make it right.
It's wrong.
And it is wrong. Now, from a legal standpoint, there's no gray area. It's black and white. It's right or wrong, and this is wrong. From a moral standpoint, I do believe there's a gray area, though. Like I said, I like to get a hold of stuff ahead of time just to check it out. You know, and it's not like I distribute it to anybody. Like, maybe Wolf gets a copy just to check it out. And I swear to God, we don't even use it most of the time.
Check out on your store. Get a real one if you like it. Bring your
Bring me a glass of water. I'm dying here. I'm doing all the talking.
I did not.
I know, but I'm more thirsty. But what I'm saying, pull your pants up. All I'm saying is that I don't think it's right to pirate something and then continually use it. You know, like I guarantee a lot of you people download something like GetRight or some kind of FTP client or you know, and it's like you probably correct it and don't think twice about it. WinRAR. You know what? They don't ask much. They ask $20, $30. For software that you get like free updates for the rest of your life and you don't have to worry about going to jail. You know? Doesn't sound so bad, does it? Pay $20, $30 for whatever program it is and don't go to jail.
Except Microsoft.
Yeah, they got enough money. Yeah. Alright, enough harping on about piracy. We'll have to touch on this some more though because not only are we going to jail now, I don't believe in it.
Someone snuck on the door.
The FBI, get down! Come in, slit our throats.
Self-destruction.
Speaking of piracy stuff, though, Kaz is pretty popular. Kaza, however the fuck you want to say it.
Yeah.
It's pretty popular for shit like that. And like Atari is trying some kind of free, well, not completely free, like a free demo download of the full version of the Temple of Elemental Evil game. This is based on Greyhawk, so I am really excited. But my problem is they couldn't have picked the worst game to try to market to me like this. Right now, this game, I apparently they put the whole game on Kaza, however the fuck you want to say it. They put the whole game on Kaza themselves and said, you can download this game. It's the full version, but you can only play it for 6 hours. And if you want the full version, you got to pay us $50. Now, here's the problem. Have you searched for Temple of Elemental Evil on Kaza? What do you get? You get 40,000 different files.
Forest mostly.
No. You get the game.
Oh.
But you get the full cracked version of the game. Or you get a crack for the game. You know, and on top of that, I cannot tell what's legitimate. When I type that in, type it in right now. Try it. I know most of you guys are out there probably pirating something. Type it in. You know it's running on your machine right now. Type in Temple of Elemental Evil. see what comes up. 40,000 different files, and none of them are the same file size. What does that tell you? See, this is a bad system. What they needed to do, I believe, is use BitTorrent. If they put a torrent on their website and hosted the tracker there, and distributed just their one game, everybody would be guaranteed, you know, it's auto-checksum, everything, you know, which I believe in. I'm a huge fan of data integrity. That's why I have the MD5 sums on the site now. Because this is, I use it for me. If you don't know what it is, you don't need it. So don't worry about it. You know, if you don't like it, don't use it. I like it because I can, and plus, you know, I mean, Bob Nino had two files, there was something, you know, they were off a little bit on his mirror. Putting them up there, you know, we were able to get the versions right, you know, make sure it was the right file. I use it for all my stuff on, you know, everything I burn, I try to MD5 most of it, you know, I've got like this monster file, but it's handy shit. Anyway, BitTorrent would have been a better way to do this, I think. They distribute the little torrent file, and they don't have to provide any bandwidth other than for the tracker. Instead of this mess that is on Kazaa, where we can't figure out what the real file size is, but they couldn't have picked the worst game for me. This is a Greyhawk, a Dungeons & Dragons world.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Greyhawk. This is the kind of game I want the box. I want the manual. I have them all. I even have the worst one out there, Pool of Radiance. I have them all. I want this, too, because it's, you know, I love this kind of fantasy stuff. Yeah, right? But this is something I would want the manual for. This is something I would want all the pack-ins for. I don't want to download it, burn it to a CDR, and then pay for it, and then get a key. I want, like, that physical stuff. There's something to owning the box and the manual and all that shit. There's something to owning all that. I like it. You know? I mean, that's how marketing works to me, is, you know, free crap or neat stuff. You know, it's got to look good, too, as well as play well. Of course, I haven't heard any reviews on any of this stuff yet, so I don't know. Heroes is out, also. Speaking of Dungeons & Dragons games, Dungeons & Dragons Heroes, yeah, for the Xbox, that's out, too. It's $50 everywhere. I didn't buy it right away, and I thought about it.
That's a more review. Well, it's just kind of because of limited review, anyway.
Yeah, probably. But it seems to me it's a little bit too much like Baldur's Gate Dark Alliance.
Try it first. Rent it first. Then yeah, if you like it, buy if you don't.
I mean, this might be a high 20. You know, it might be like a $25 game. It might not be a 50.
Try it first.
I don't know, man.
Try yourself.
I like Baldur's Gate Dark Alliance at first because of the timing of the release and the fact that it was new. I believe it was like a $45-$50 game. I loved it. It had Drist in it. How cool was that? But now that we've got Heroes and we're on the cusp of the Dark Alliance 2 here, then I don't know if it's, you know, this is not groundbreaking in any way, shape, or form. The story still looks pretty decent, but the production of the story as you were going through it seemed pretty thin. You go to the one little town, you talk to the four or five people there, and they say, well, you go up this mountain and you go kill this guy, and that's the only way you can go. You know, that seems a little light to me. That
maybe
seems
more freestyle.
You know, yeah, a little bit more. But I don't know, maybe there is that in there. Like I said, I haven't played it, so maybe I'll definitely try to rent it. On top of that, more Dungeons & Dragons gaming news. I'm just full of shit today, aren't I? I got the down.
D&D day.
Yeah, I love D&D. Baldur's Gate Dark Alliance 2, they're offering a free DVD with a pre-order from their website, which I don't even think I wrote down. It must be interplay.com, I guess.
Yeah.
If you go there, they've got a pre-order for Dark Alliance 2, and they're giving away a free DVD with a video recap of the history and events of the original Baldur's Gate Dark Alliance, which I can't imagine being that great. Hints and tips complete with audio commentary for the first few levels of Dark Alliance 2. Character profiles, including mini-trailers highlighting each character's strengths and abilities. And a photo gallery, including screens, concept art, and renders of creatures and non-playable characters. That's NPC for you lamers out there. So, that's kind of a neat little bonus if it's a game that you're really, really into. I can't remember, but I thought Ode really liked this game, Baldur's Gate Dark Alliance. I think he really liked it. This is something I liked it a lot.
Yeah, I paid $15 for it.
I paid $50 for it.
A new one?
I paid $50 for it, and then sold it, and then kicked myself every day, and then finally picked it up again for $15, brand new. Remember? And it was in better shape than it was in the $50 version. Like, where's that coming from? Who? She don't need to talk to you. We got a couple quickies, too. Rumor has it, Unreal Tournament 2004 will be released also on DVD, as opposed to, well, in addition to, like, 5 or 6 CDs.
Oh, hell yeah, DVD version.
Yeah, that's good news.
I should have done that a long time ago.
I think
the game's going to look a lot
better. Baldur's Gate's a good example. Do you know how many discs I have for Baldur's Gate 2?
Four, five, seven.
It's four discs. Yes. I've got two bonus discs that you get from pre-ordering it. Oh, okay. You get one for the pre-order, you get one for the collector's edition, and I got the expansion. Wait, yeah, seven discs.
Gymnasia hooked you up, I remember.
Yeah, she hooked me up fat on that because I didn't pre-order it. She hooked me up real fat. See that she wasn't there to hook us up today on a cube for $100. You know?
Where are you when we need you?
I know, huh? We miss you. I haven't seen her in ages, dude. But, oh, another interesting little short. Half-Life 2 got delayed. Big surprise there. Even though I was sure they were going to release it September 30th like they said. I was sure they were. I had all the faith in the world in Valve. I don't know why, but I did.
I'm not a big Half-Life fan, so.
Yeah, me either, but I don't know. I had big hopes for this.
So I got more hard on with Doom 3.
Definitely. But now Valve is aiming for the holidays. They're saying hopefully around holidays it'll be out now. That's
marketing.
You know, yeah. Transformers game coming out for the PlayStation 2.
It
does look kind of neat. I hope it's not stupid, but it's something to keep your eye on.
Doom 3, dude. Yesterday,
yeah, we watched this video. Yeah, speaking of video, speaking of the video, I sold my soul to IGN again and renewed my account for another year. But that's how I got the video. That's about all they're good for to me is videos. Okay. You know. But in a pinch, I do like to look up the review score real quick.
Oh.
I mean, in a pinch, you know, like when we're in the store and you're just like, crap, what was that game rating? I mean, you know, remember we printed out a list of all the ratings for all the Dreamcast games and went to, you know,
we used to
carry it with us?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it was handy for that kind of stuff. another interesting little short, Command & Conquer's General Zero Hour. Remember General's expansion pack called Zero Hour? I guess it's already shipped.
I'm not really impressed.
Now, wait a minute. Now, I was pretty impressed with General's. Remember, we played it quite a bit, and I played it at home quite a bit. But not enough. You know, I didn't really like it that much, but a couple of people, friends of mine on IRC played it. They like it. Huh. But listen, my big complaint with Generals was only the controls. The game was fun. I liked the characters. I liked the crazy-ass weapons and stuff. I still don't think it's as good as Warcraft 3. But, Amrit said a friend of his played or heard or something that you're going to be able to choose a StarCraft, Warcraft-like control system. Now, that was my big complaint with Generals, but the keys sucked ass.
Right.
They were horrible. If you tried to play any other strategy game to date, and then you were thrown into Generals, you didn't want to play, it took a lot of learning because the controls sucked. But if there was an option now, Westwood Classic, Blizzard style, you know, that would be awesome. I think Generals would be a lot more fun, but I still don't think that's enough to bring me back. I don't think that's enough to suck me back into Generals. Plus, I've been loving the consoles lately anyway. I mean, I'm really unimpressed with computer software.
Command & Conquer Whole Series, I played the first one for 2 hours, Generals for like, how long play?
We played? 3-4 hours? No, we played for hours over that weekend.
We didn't play.
Yeah, we did. We played.
That's all I play, all the Command & Conquer series.
I'm telling you, Warcraft is the shit. That's where it's at.
Yeah, I spent more time on Warcraft than campaign.
Yeah. Okay. One more little quick one I wanted to mention. Simpsons Hit and Run.
Oh,
that is coming out for every platform. PC, GC, PS2, Xbox. It's out for all those except for the PC.
We'll read a few reviews about those idiots writing reviews.
Well, okay, now check this out. Okay, yeah, here's what you're talking. When you say idiots, you gotta kind of explain why. Why are they?
There's no guns in the Simpsons.
Okay.
No guns, no blood. Come on, it's fucking Simpsons.
It's the Simpsons. Yeah, if you go to Electronics Boutique, what is it? EBGames.com, and you go to that game for any console. There's all these people who put their comments in and voted the game like a 1-star game or 0 if they could.
Because they're fucking too stupid.
Yeah, they're like, oh, you can't shoot people. There's no blood and stuff. I mean, come on, people. This isn't GTA. It's Simpsons. All right. Now, but my concern wasn't the blood. I just wrote those people off as morons because they are. My concern was two things. One, the graphics, the 3D style versus the cel shaded 3D. I think a cel-shaded 3D so it looked more like the cartoon would have been the dope shit. Rather than that really fake 3D-looking crap. I don't think it looks so good. It still looks good enough, but I think it would have looked infinitely better cel-shaded. Let's hope they make a second one and they cel-shade it and expand on the world a little bit, make it a little bit bigger. Now, it seems pretty cool. We watched a video of it. We read some reviews. We did find it for $40 for the PlayStation 2 at Target, but $50 for every other console and everywhere else we went. Now, why on earth is it $10 less for the PS2 version than it is for everything else?
that sucks because it doesn't, in my opinion, give Nintendo or give Microsoft a fair shot. You know, what if somebody's a huge Simpsons fan?
Yeah, they have to get it.
You know, and they don't play tons of video games. Which one are they going to buy? If they have to buy a console and a game, they're likely going to come home with a PS2. They're going to say, well, it's a PlayStation, the game is cheaper, most of the games have got to be cheaper, I'm just going to buy this. Unless they were smart and happened to see a GameCube for $100 and a game for $50 and realize it would be cheaper than just the PS2 or Xbox by itself. But chances are they're not going to be that smart. No. They're going to see, oh, Simpsons, $40.
Come on, let's watch Simpsons.
Hey, I watch Simpsons.
Say, look, you're retarded.
You make a good point. Very, very good point. They're pretty funny, man. I like them. They're all right.
Yeah.
They're on all this crap on TV today.
Every day to work at lunchtime, you know, 7 o'clock at Simpsons, 6 o'clock at Simpsons.
The idea behind this game is that it's like Grand Theft Auto. People keep saying that.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to say it like that. I meant to say people keep saying it's like Grand Theft Auto. And that's the problem. They keep comparing it to that. All it is just an open sandbox type game where you're free to go wander around, do whatever you want. Yeah. And if you want, you know, you can go ahead and go do some, you know, little missions and whatnot. We happened to get lucky and run into it today at Toys R Us, and Wolf got to sit and play it for a minute. You get to drive around, you're playing as Homer. You know, it was good. Yeah, drive the bus. It didn't look like Otto was in the bus, though. You know, the voices, all the original voice actors were there. Yeah. And it was kind of, it was actually not kind of, it was really cool to drive around through Springfield.
Oh, yeah.
It, well, I thought it was neat. I mean, just to see these places and go, oh, my God, you know.
I saw this on the TV.
Yeah, you know, I see this
all the time. Same house.
Yeah, I mean, I noticed, I spotted it right away. You know, we're all, let's go find there. Oh, there it is. You know, we knew right away. It was awesome. And they have all these little places to go. The nuclear plant, you know, weren't you...
Beer.
You know, the Duff Factory and stuff. I mean, it's just cool. I mean, if you're a big Simpsons fan, it might be worth picking up. But my concern was, is in these reviews, not in the official pro reviews, right? Our friends at IGN and GameSpot and whatever. But the reviews from the guys at like EB World or Amazon's website or whatever, you know, where the customers who buy it write their own comments, they all said there was a problem with the graphics. You know, and that's what worried me, was that there was like, you know, there was tearing.
Some people say it's a hell buggy, but, you know, I'd rather play myself, find out myself, than listen to those idiots.
Yeah, but they might not be idiots. See, they might be right. You know, you can't just disregard them. I mean, there was quite a few of them saying it, at least two or three, and there was only like 7 or 8 reviews per each one we saw, so maybe there's something to that. But how come IGN didn't mention any bugs? You know, like, you know, GameSpot did the same thing about the tearing graphics. I mean, why didn't anybody else mention it? Maybe somebody just has it out for them.
Maybe IGN and GameSpot got big fat check.
Yeah, probably.
It's from all them game. Here's a picture.
Big Griddle's GM.
50 million.
yeah, that's true. You know, normally we would have cut out to Bob Nino's thing, but I haven't heard from him all week. I don't know if
what the hell happened to him?
Well, he's been recording for us, and I haven't been using it, so I think he's a little upset. But it's my fault. I haven't been using it because his iBook is on the fritz, and this audio is really bad quality. I don't want it. Just, I mean, it's horrible bad. Like, it drove me insane to listen to it. So I just kind of not. I didn't edit in the last time, and I know that kind of sucked. And I didn't even get to tell him until I actually finished the episode, you know, and put it up and everything. But I haven't even. Yeah, that's right. Now
talk about Mac.
That's
yes.
Exactly why I brought this up, because I was all pissed off yesterday. Right,
saw a blue screen of death on
the
Windows. On Windows XP.
For the first time, though. Okay, and I've been using XP since, like, October of 2001 or whatever.
2001, whatever.
And I have never seen a blue screen. XP has been nothing but rock solid stable for me. And I hate to admit it. If the game support went to Linux, I would drop Microsoft in a heartbeat. You know what? The movie thing was a concern for me, because lots of video editing tools.
Oh, yeah.
But you know what? I will drop that in a heartbeat, too. I don't care. If they could get the game support for Linux, I would just drop Windows. You know, I would love to, but I can't. All the games I want to play are released for Windows. And there's nothing I can do about it. The emulators work better on Windows. You know, and that's my primary use of my computer, is a gaming machine. So, I was pretty upset yesterday. We were watching videos from IGN, and they come in that shitball QuickTime format. I hate fucking QuickTime. Why on God's green earth they don't use DivX, I'll never know. You know, the perfect format, or Xvid, you know, or OGG, what's that, OGM, whatever the OGG one is, they have a thing for it. OGG's the container, whatever the actual thing for it is. You know, something like that would be so perfect. Instead, they go ahead and use this crapware QuickTime.
And what happens?
You have to fire up twice each file.
Yeah, like each video, it would only fire up like every other time. It would give me these like weird video errors, and I assume it has something to do because QuickTime's retarded and they don't work well with the new NVIDIA drivers or something. And then, out of nowhere, bam, blue screen and death. I was shocked. I have never seen one on my computer. Never.
I saw one before. I got memory dump somehow.
I've never seen it. I mean, and here I am running QuickTime, and all of a sudden it just freaked out. Bam. But I hate going to IGN for their videos, because you got to click like 9 different things to get to the video. You've got to stop it, because it tries to load it in a web browser, and then right-click it and save as, you know? But it's already started to download a little bit, and it's already started to play it a little bit. So then you got to stop it and then go through all that. And you're already like 3 screens down. I mean, it's just horrible. So go ahead and try, and this was given to me, I want to say ModemTug gave me this, GameTrailers.com. And they've got a ton of videos, not half as many as IGN. You know, these aren't like gameplay videos so much. I mean, like IGN records them playing. Game Trailer seems to be a bunch of stuff that you can get in everywhere else, just consolidated into one place. It's really an awesome place though. And at least they use Windows Media Video format, which is, in my opinion, not much, but better than QuickTime, and they have QuickTime format also. Turn your phone off. That's twice now. That means you get 2 hate mail emails from people today. You hear that? So, you know what? I mean, if anybody knows of a good spot to download game videos and stuff like this, you know, hook us up. Give us this if you want. Send us the address and we'll, you know, read it on the air, post it on the forums too. Hook some people up. I know lots of people like watching videos and not everybody is stuck on a modem. And might like to see some game videos. I really, really want to see if we can't get some more good places to download videos from that don't cost anything, like friggin' IGN, to save people their 25 to... They're charging $40 for an advanced download thing at IGN, too. Like you can set up like a fatter plan over there rather than...
Oh, my God.
I know. I mean, it just gave me a break. You know?
It's free resource.
Yeah, it should be free. But you know what? It costs a lot for the bandwidth. You have to give them that. And they do... But they make their money other ways, you know? Oh, they just don't have to screw us.
All the magazines.
All the magazines, the advertising. Did you see the McGriddles advertising? The whole site was done up like it was like you were at McDonald's. It was disgusting. I'll have to show you a screenshot of it. It was horrible.
Probably the owner of the IGN got a free pass to McDonald's for his life.
For his life. Probably. You know what? I really, really wanted to go talk about the GameCube a little bit more, but we keep getting sidetracked. See, this is what happens when you play too many games. You develop, like, gnarly ADD. this is what I want to touch on, because I mentioned... I'm really whoring for Nintendo today, but that's okay. I need to whore for somebody every day. Right? So, what was this? Oh, man, I wrote it down. I can't read my own notes now. Cushion? Is that Cushion? They wrote about the...
Yeah, Cushion. No, it's Cushion.
I cannot see it in my notes. GameCube 9... Cushion. Yeah, it is. Okay. Cushion. Okay. Remember his post on the forums, right? His rule of thumb is if the price is right and you can name at least 5 games. Now, a lot of people out there are probably saying, well, what is the right price? $200 is too much for me. Now for you and me, it's different.
Sure,
that's
Bob you, Walker.
Yeah,
well pressed.
Now you're going to get it, Bobby. Now,
price is wrong, bitch.
To us, it's different. To you and me, we don't bat an eye paying $300 for a video card.
No.
We don't bat an eye paying $300 for a GameCon game console. It's what we expect to pay for the latest and greatest. And we got to have it because we are gamers. That's what we do. That's our hobby. People, oh my God, I put $5,000 into my car this month, and then they'll sit there and bitch at me for spending, you know, $300 on a video game console or something. You know, it's like, you idiot. This is my hobby, too. You've got your stupid car. Anyway, my point is, what is the right price? Now, I think the $100 price point is where it's at for a lot of people. Think about it. This is as much as a Game Boy Advance, dude. This is a top-of-the-line, current-generation console, the same price as a Game Boy Advance. That price point is perfect for a lot of people. A lot of people are going, wow, I got $100. A lot of kids, wow, my grandma sent me $100 for Christmas. You know, my aunt and uncle gave me $100 for Christmas. And I got $50 from, you know, another, you know, relative. I can go buy a GameCube, a brand new game, or a GameCube and 2 games this holiday season.
Not have to work for 1 hour for taxes.
You know, yeah. I mean, like, as far as as younger people go, younger gamers don't have money because they don't work like we do. You know, right. They have school and other stuff.
Work?
You know, well, fuck, normally. Jesus Christ. Yeah, work.
2.5 years, 7 days a week, and nobody cares about it. Then I don't work for like 2-3 months, and I get made fun of constantly.
Come on, I've been working since I was 16.
You build 1,000 bridges. You suck one cock, and you're a cock sucker.
Oh my gosh.
Oh. See what crap this world is. Anyway, the $100 price point is a great place to be, I think. And I'm hoping that people will say, will realize that it's not that it's inferior. I think that they're gonna, that hopefully will help. They're $80 ahead of the competition, dude. $80 less for the same, you know, like, generation console.
Yeah.
That's a lot. Now, then he goes on to say that if the price is right, and that varies per person, plus 5 games. Now think about it. At first, that sounds absurd. To me,
$150.
To me, okay, but you're not going to buy them all on the same day.
No.
Okay. The point is over time to have these 5 games. Now let me ask you something. Does that sound a little bit weird to you? When you put it out of context, would you pay $300 for something that you could only use with 5 different products?
No.
It sounds ridiculous, doesn't it?
It does.
It sounds stupid. Am I going to pay $300 for something I can use with only 5 different products? That sounds ridiculous. But we do it with our computers, and we don't bat an eye. Think about it. How much did you pay for your GeForce 3? Back in the day, you and me both paid $300, didn't we?
I paid $229.
I paid $3 for mine. But still, the point is, why did we buy the GeForce 3?
Because it's top of the line. We need it.
We need it for what?
For games.
For what games?
All the good graphics games.
Which games were those at the time? Tribes 2.
Tribes 2, yep.
Quake 3.
I didn't play that game.
Unreal. My point is this. I bet you money. I'll bet you $100 there wasn't 10 games at the time. There wasn't 10 games.
Probably wasn't that.
Yeah. Now, on top of that, add into the fact that you paid $229 or $300 for your video card. You paid $150 if you're not ghetto, maybe $70 if you're ghetto for a motherboard. You paid somewhere between $50 and $300 for RAM for your machine. Most people have probably between $40 and $400 worth of hard drives in their computer. For sound, a lot of people go ghetto onboard up to maybe $200 for a sound card. Think of all this money. Your monitor, somewhere between $70 and like probably $1,000, yeah.
I was gonna get it.
Now tell me that it's absurd to pay $100 for a GameCube for 5 games.
That's just like a fraction.
That's a fraction of your PC. You know? That's not so bad.
It's nothing.
That's not so bad at all.
I will pay for what's up in command.
Yeah. And on top of that, there's more than 5 games.
Oh, yeah.
Add in the Game Boy Player for $50 and you've opened up a whole other thing. I mean, doesn't it sound good? I mean, like,
it's like new system,
you know,
right there.
Yeah, and then, dude, I sound like I feel like I could sell for Nintendo. You know, like I need to be wearing like a little Mario hat and a suit.
All right, where's the paycheck in Nintendo?
Yeah, right here.
Freaking
you see
me hat. Whoa. How many digits? 7, 8.
I feel like a salesman for Nintendo, but I'm just trying to make a point.
Yeah, you got a point there.
People, I mean, it's funny too because I get bitched at for buying consoles by people that are like, "Oh, I'm strictly a PC gamer. I only play,
yeah,
you know, PC games." Now, it's one thing.
There's no such a gamer as a fucking PC gamer.
Yeah, well, no, there is. Yeah. There's people that only play PC games. Dar is a good example. He plays only, you know, Dar, the artist for Rhodes Comics, CyberSucker.net, the comic, yeah. He only plays. I talked to him. He plays Symphony of the Night, which he convinced me to buy. But he hasn't played a console like since the PlayStation. He's not big into it. And he only plays first-person shooters and real-time strategy games, which are the main thing on the computer. You know, I mean, that's hard to do on a console because you don't have a keyboard, you don't have a mouse on a console. You know, I mean, you just don't have that.
Right.
You know, so there are PC gamers. There's people that strictly play PC games. You know. But I don't think there's like diehard gamers that will limit themselves to one system, you know, or one.
I don't know, diehard.
Those guys are
from Taiwan.
Yeah, you know what they're called? They're called fanboys. Okay, those are the guys that have no good reason to defend their one system to the death unless it's the Dreamcast, and no, you know, and badmouth everybody else. I mean, it's about the games. It's not about the goddamn console. As much as I hate Sony.
They make some great games.
No, they don't make good games.
Well,
they as much as I don't like, well, I shouldn't say Sony, because I like Sony, but as much as I don't like their PlayStation line, I own one simply for the 10 or 15 games. You know, and now that to me is amazing, because on the PlayStation 1, there wasn't but maybe 5 games I wanted to play. which is why I didn't buy it. I didn't care for it. Fuck the PlayStation. I still didn't like it. I still don't like it. I don't like a lot of what it stood for and a lot of what it did to the industry either. I don't. But the PS2 now, there's 10 games I own now. 10 PS2 games alone and 3 PlayStation 1 games, right? Symphony... No, shit, I own more than that. Look at this. I own Final Fantasy... What the hell is that? Origins. I own Street Fighter Alpha 3, Castlevania Symphony of the Night, Metal Gear Solid, and Final Fantasy Anthology. Not to mention Final Fantasy Tactics, which I haven't opened. So I'm just kind of hanging on to it until one day if I might play it, if I like advance that much. Yeah. There's 6 PlayStation 1 games I actually liked enough to go out and buy for the PlayStation 2, because I finally kind of... They finally had enough games for me to be interested in PS1, but it was too late to buy the PS1.
I remember the exactly year I picked up my PS1 now. It's 1997. The summer, the only reason I got it is because they have a Street Fighter EX1.
I don't like those EX games.
Dude, first time I played with my cousin, we played all night long. Then the next day I go, God damn, I gotta get one.
That's what happened with Suikoden 3, remember? That's what finally broke me.
Yeah.
You had Suikoden 3 and I went, okay, fuck it, I need the PS2. You know, but it worked out because there was lots of games coming out I wanted for it. Mm-hmm. And there was finally enough games in the PlayStation 1 that if, you know, had the PlayStation 2 not come out, I probably would have broke down and bought a PS1 because there finally was enough games for it for me. But it just so happened to work out that it made the PS2 really something good for me because there's PS1 games available on it too.
That's right.
You know, and that worked out really, really well. I think we're pretty much out of stuff to talk about, except for I wanted to mention that I did manage to pick up that new A Perfect Circle CD. Finally, I got it. You know, the actual real paid for, yeah, real legitimate CD.
It came out today.
No, it's been out for a long time, but Best Buy just got it like yesterday.
Yeah.
I can't understand that. You know, it's like, I've been listening to it, I hear it on the radio, and then it's like, finally, I find it on Amazon, is where I ordered it from a couple days ago. I got it here a couple days ago, too. And then just yet today, just for the first time I saw it there at Best Buy. I don't know what took them so long.
It was there yesterday, too, what is
it? Yeah, I didn't see it. I've been dying for this damn CD. I ordered it from Amazon like last week and got it like 3 days ago. Dying to listen to it, because it's really good. It's really good. I love A Perfect Circle. Well, one last thing I wanted to mention that we kind of been sucked into watching, because it's funny, it's FUTV.
Oh my god.
It is, it's www.fu.tv, and if you like that kind of, like it's not, a little bit of Jackass.
It's like cruel.
A little bit of CKY, cruel. A little bit of, yeah, it's pretty damn cruel. But, it's not, I guess it takes a certain type. You know, some people, it really, really offends people.
Yeah.
It really offends people.
Some people might find that as hell funny, like us.
Like, I find it insanely funny. You were grossed out at one point.
Yeah,
I saw you.
Yeah.
You were like, oh my god.
He got blood all over his face.
Yeah, but see, but he's sitting there and he's talking still and he's going on, he's talking, he's just, I don't know, it just, I think it's absurdly funny. Now, this is the kind of stuff I like to watch. Sick, disgusting, twisted ass shit like that.
God,
I don't, reality TV, quote unquote, right? We got that, Who Wants to Marry My Dad, you know, for lover money. I mean, what else do they have?
What else is there?
Who wants to marry a millionaire?
Mommy?
Who wants
my mom sometimes?
What's that TV, the house one on MTV? House Party or something? Reality House? What's it called?
Yeah, that's fucking still out. Who cares?
Whatever that shit is. It's all crap. All TV. These days, I mean, you watch The Simpsons, Futurama, you're good to go. That's all you need, you know? You are good to go.
And
right?
Tech TV.
You catch a few back issues, episodes of MacGyver, you're set. You know, the occasional... Oh, and Seinfeld, of course, but that goes without saying, you know? And I don't know about Tech TV. I got so bored of Tech TV, dude.
You never watched it.
I did, too. For 2 weeks straight, I had a TV on. When I moved into that other place, we had cable there. So I thought, hey, I might as well watch TV. I gave regular TV a shot. It was still absolute trash. Now, I haven't watched TV in 6 years. Okay, I turned on Tech TV, 2 weeks of solid watching it, and I got sick of it. I got bored with it, really, because it was always the same crap. A bunch of hicks from the middle of America. Yeah, I got the problem, I hear Windows XP.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, Call for Help, the thing with Sumi Das, what does she do? Fresh Gear, I don't care for. I don't really care for that. The cybercrime thing is stupid. The Tech of is cool, but they always do gay shit. You know, the Tech of a rubber dildo factory. The Tech of a candy place. You know what I mean? It's just crap. You know, sometimes they do cool shit, though, like an aircraft carrier weapons or something, but the tech of a newspaper facility, I mean, you know, fucking A, it's all right, but, you know, It's not what I wanted to listen to. And the best show, hands down, is the Screensavers. Adam Sessler gets on my nerves, dude, on extended play.
X-Play now.
Yeah,
what the hell is he use that X so much?
I don't know, but he gets on my nerves. But at least they show video of the games. That's what I wish we could do, but the bandwidth would be amazing. But that guy's just, he's like too old to try to act as young as he does, is what bothers me about it, you know? He just, I don't know. Anyway.
Come on, we're going to be like that pretty soon, so shut the hell up.
My point is, yeah, I know.
There's really no age limit for a camera.
Real soon, too.
My older, you're cooler.
That's right. Remember that.
Sorry, Adam.
Yeah, no, he's a cool guy, I'm sure. He just has to act like that, I think, on the show, which I think
more
is kind
mature.
Of sucks, you know? No, he has to try to act like a kid. I'm, like, younger and all into it. And, like, he's just, like, a fake enthusiasm just dripping off the TV when I was watching it. But my point is, I had a point to that whole little rant about how much TV sucks my balls.
God, box.
The...
Oh, my God, what Dragon Ball Z?
Dude, that stuff is... Oh, that's the fucking worst. Worst.
Heathen!
Get out of my house. A mention of that garbage in this
house. My house!
Point is, though, I like watching, like, different style TV stuff. I like watching stuff.
Dude, I swear to God, they got better commercials on TV shows
than... Yeah, than they do than TV, huh?
So right? Middle Gear Solid
commercial. So, like, my recommendations... Yeah, the commercial. I mean, that FUTV thing is right up my alley.
Oh.
CKY is kind of there. They do some crazy shit like that, you know? There's quite a few things I'd watch. Like, Steve-O, that guy from Jackass does some stuff. Jackass is a little annoying. You know, but stuff like that's kind of neat. But like Trailer Park Boys, Canadian TV show, is fucking awesome. I know you haven't you seen it?
Yeah, but I support
some of them.
I got from Bob.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you know, and Hunter loves him, and he's hooked. He's got his whole family there. There's like eight people over there watching that. You know, I mean, it's just, and I love it. Stuff like that is great. It's huge in Canada. It's called Trailer Park Boys. You know, I mean, it's good stuff.
Yeah.
There's not that much better stuff out there, frankly. I think everything is worse out there. You know, but this FUTV thing, you can buy it, you can get it online. I think if you look around, you can download it. I recommend paying for it, of course. But you might want to download it. You know what? No. They've got clips on their website. You know what? They went all out for us. They tried to put clips on the website so that you can, view it before you buy it. Yeah, I mean, you don't need to pirate this. You need to go out and watch the video clips, and if it's not disgusting, if this is the kind of stuff you love watching, I mean, this is right where it's at, like reality TV. Girls Gone Wild. When I was in Connecticut hanging out with Flip and Super Joe, the Girls Gone Wild subscription, we watched that crap like all the time, like
that's
every day.
Stupid.
No, it's not. Just leave it on. No, turn it on, walk away. And you hear people screaming and yelling, and we're out barbecuing, we're out drinking on the porch, you hear people screaming, woo! And they had the one with Snoop Dogg. It was awesome, you know? We rarely sat down and watched it, but if there was like a party, you know, or a bunch of people, turn it on and let it play. You know, it was good shit. It's better than the crap on TV. I know. This is why we have such a bad reputation. Right here.
Porn
and gross shit and bad language and...
Yeah.
We're totally incoherent most of the time.
I have to go to church tomorrow morning. That's the first thing I gotta do tomorrow.
And do what? Set off smoke bombs? In the bathroom? Cherry bombs in the bathroom? Porcelain crackers? Alright, our worthless episode is complete. I hope somebody got something out of this. Any closing remarks?
Have a good one.
How about a huge burp or something to end the
show?
I don't
have any, dude.
Nothing? Damn. Alright, I guess we're out of here then.
Peace out.